Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
The madness has arrived as we welcome you into the End of the Bench First United Bank Studios. It is a Monday. We're going to take you all the way till noon, bouncing things off of us. You can do that through the Yates Flooring Center chat line, as we'll have a big show for you. Good to be back in Lubbock, at least for just a little while, as we'll be turning around and heading for Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania tomorrow with Red Raider basketball. Don't know exactly when we're flying, where we're staying, any of that, but that is the way these things go, because they turn around so fast. If you should win two, you're in Dallas. Oh, baby. What's up, David?
That was my favorite part of the whole thing. I didn't really care for another team that was in your regional, but hey, if you can get through that, you're coming back home, which is exactly what we talked about last week, which was the goal. If you can get back to Dallas and get Red Raider fans there in the Metroplex, you're feeling pretty good about it.
Mm-mm. Should be fun. Also at the top of that bracket is Houston. I have called a few things correctly over the weekend. You know, you occasionally hit one or two. When we were sitting there completely exhausted after getting our beat down from Houston, we were sitting in the lobby watching Iowa State, and who'd they play?
State against, that would be
Baylor,
yeah.
Okay, when they were whipping Baylor, I was asked several times, who's going to win between Iowa State and Houston? I said, Iowa State, they're playing in front of the home crowd. They're playing incredible basketball. Houston's done enough. They're already a one seed. Iowa State will be wanting to make a point, and they really, really care about this. They had all those things going for them and absolutely treated Houston like Houston treated us. So it's basketball's a weird thing. You can welcome Texas. Well, you can win on the road at Texas by double digits. You can welcome Texas and get rolled at your own place, then turn around and beat Baylor, who's much better than Texas, by 10 at your place. Then you can, again, beat BYU twice and thump them, and then be 5 to 6 seeds lower than them in the overall seeding. I think Texas Tech was 23rd. BYU was 17. The committee went crazy, just kind of like they were on drugs. I said Oklahoma wouldn't get in. They didn't get in. And I don't know. The feeling that I had on OU was just as they stunk. They were terrible in February and March. And I didn't think that the committee would let them in. They finally gave a fairly big nod to the mid-majors, if you throw out Indiana State. And I'm just kind of blah, blah, blah going on. How was your weekend?
It was good. Good. Didn't really do very much. Watched a lot of television. Went and watched softball. I'll admit, I went and watched my alma mater because I probably won't get to watch them play softball ever again. So I went and watched some of that and some
miserable, right? Weather-wise?
Yeah, yesterday was probably the best weather, and that's the day we went, but it wasn't great. You were all bundled up and, you know, just hoping the wind didn't blow in, which it did at times. But other than the outcome for
good crowds,
yeah, you know, that was probably the best part. Really good crowds. Now there were a lot of OU fans there, but anytime you can pack that place and get money from OU fans and have them spend some money at the concession stand, it was a good atmosphere. I hope that Tech fans go out there like that on a regular basis, because that one series doesn't define. You know, it was a tough series. It was definitely tough for the Red Raiders. It was kind of humbling, but I think OU does that to most people. But it was fun.
Most people indeed.
Yeah.
Texas Tech baseball does not do very well over in Waco. It just seemed like pure misery over there. When you lose your Saturday starter to a lightning delay, and then you wait around, and then, no, we got to finish on Sunday, then you're getting towards the end of Sunday, and you get another lightning horn, and then you just, start, stop. Really miserable. I texted Jamie and Gus. I said, guys, I'm sorry. That's got to be just brutal, and we've all been through it if you cover the game. But the hitting, you know, that's the thing, and we'll have Red Raider baseball with Tim Tadlock tonight. talking about this team leading up, as we do. People ask when you're on the road or somebody comes in, hey, how's baseball going to be? I was like, oh, we're going to be able to rake, man. We're going to be able to absolutely hit. Well, right now that's not the case, and it's not anything I don't think to worry about all that much just yet, because if you look around, winning on the road is tough. Oklahoma State, they go down and barely win one against UCF. Of course, OU made it look pretty easy winning on the road as they won all three against TCU in Fort Worth. Just crazy. And they treated the Horned Frogs rudely. I mean, kind of whipped them. And don't forget, TCU had already gone 1-for-3 up at Kansas. So they're 1-5 in conference play. Texas Tech is 2-4. But I'll read this note as far as road lack of success goes in college baseball. This was from the SEC. As it stands, out of 7 SEC series this weekend, the visiting team will win none of them.
Wow.
Yeah. All 7 home squads in the SEC that hosted wins. But we're hooked on the hoops, Lucas. That's for sure, baby.
Ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
All right, 2, 3, 4.
Ba 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 basketball! Give me the ball, because I'm gonna dunk it! Ba 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 basketball! Give me the ball, because I'm gonna dunk it! Ba 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 basketball! Give me the ball, because I'm gonna dunk it!
Speaking of Oklahoma State, by the way, every decent player they have is in the transfer portal. Javon Small, Brandon Garrison, who was a McDonald's All-American and showed signs of being a dominant center. He went in the transfer portal this morning. So that's some craziness there. Texas Tech will play on CBS Thursday night, 8:40 Central Time. Our radio broadcast right through here at Raymar. I'm not sure if it's going to be on both. It probably will be on the Score and Double T 97.3. We'll begin at 7:30 Central. And so we'll have an hour and 10 pregame show that'll be going on while a game is going on in front of us. So if Texas Tech wins, they'll play the winner of Kentucky and Oakland. Oakland's always weird, sneaky dangerous because all they do is shoot threes. I watched Oakland basketball for 11 years. It's out of Rochester Hills, Michigan. They're north of Detroit. So, what, you okay?
I don't know. Can you hear that?
What'd you do?
I'm just touching the desk. Lucas's face. Well, stop. So don't touch the desk. Got it.
No armrests.
Yep, no armrests.
Can't touch the desk.
Okay. Don't type.
Headlines coming up next.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hey, everybody. It's a Music Monday. We'll have some tunes coming your way here in just a little bit from myself, David Collier, and Lucas White. We're at the First United Bank Studios. The Visual Edge IT hotline is 806-771-0973. Texas Tech, a 6th seed in Pittsburgh, against NC State, who had to go bonkers and beat everybody in the ACC to get to the tournament. But they did it, which I just can't even fathom, because I see teams at the Big 12 tournament in their second game in 2 days look winded. They were able to go 5 straight days, get it done, and move on to the dance. So Texas Tech at last check, a 5-point favorite. 8 teams from the Big 12 get in. We'll go over all the seedings later on in the program. Softball swept by Oklahoma. Up next for them at Iowa State starting on Friday afternoon. Texas Tech baseball loses 2 of 3. They won the first night 2-0 and then could not get any victories or offense rolling after that, losing yesterday a resumed game and a full game. A lot of these teams are declining invites to the NIT. Ole Miss said it a long time ago that they're not going to do it, and that is modus operandi for Chris Beard. Providence, Seton Hall, and St. John's were all snubbed by the selection committee. Seton Hall is going to play, I think. Let's see, the ones that turned it down. I don't know. You want some odds here? The best odds to win it all?
Yeah. UConn-Houston.
UConn-Houston, Purdue, Zona, North Carolina, Auburn, Iowa State, and Tennessee.
Tennessee. I'll shave my beard off if Tennessee wins a national title. They're not even going to make it to the second weekend. They will, because they're not going to lose to Texas.
My son has them winning it all.
Good
now,
luck.
He said that this morning, and I didn't have time to tell him how wrong he was.
I had Tennessee in my Final Four when we did the preseason predictions back in October.
Nope, I'm not.
Bum, bum, ba, bum.
So that means we would have a Purdue. Well, no, we can't even have Purdue because they're in the same thing. Well, that helps them out a lot right there, that Purdue's in the same bracket as them. I was about to say that has the likelihood of Purdue making the Final Four as well, which everybody predicted on that CBS show. Every single one of them had Purdue in the Final Four.
It's like Texas Tech is a curse word. No one will utter the words Texas Tech.
Yeah.
We don't get talked about at all.
Well, but, I mean, you think about who you're playing. I mean, that's the storyline. Why do you think that's a primetime game? I mean, that's nothing against that. That's nothing against Texas Tech. That's NC State winning their ACC tournament for the first time since 1987 when they won a national title. That's all you're going to get the entire time. Oh, yeah, they're playing Texas Tech. Grant McCaslin first season.
But I'm not talking about just yesterday. I'm talking about leading up to
it. To it, yeah.
No one brings us up. It's like we're in this kind of radio silence canyon where it's like, hey, those guys finished fourth in the Big 12. And
hey, they had like five wins against the top.
Did all this stuff and fought through having a bunch of injuries and flu and nobody really cares.
You know why? Because the Big 12 probably is perceived somewhat down because Kansas isn't any good. So, of course, you're going to finish higher because Kansas wasn't any good.
Scottie Scheffler shot a 64 to repeat at the Players. He won it back-to-back years. Wyndham Clark with some bad luck there. Yale beat Brown, by the way. 62-61 is a wild scene there because the championship in the Ivy League goes to the highest seed, and they host. So it was at Yale's gym. Brown was up with 6 seconds left. Yale hit a buzzer beater and won. Terrence Shannon has made himself a whole lot of money this week, going for 20-plus, 40, 20-plus. Might have been a 30-plus in there somewhere. And Illinois beat Wisconsin in the championship 93-87 of the Big Ten. Oh, Turkey's Trabzonspor fans stormed the pitch and brawled with security forces and players from visiting Fenerbahce after their team lost 3-2 on Sunday in the latest incident in a league that has been marred by controversy this season. So they charged the pitch and had a rumble. Those are your headlines for this Monday, March 18th, 2024. Do you see DeQuesne's back in the tournament?
I did see that. That was, we were talking about that on Friday, that I thought it was kind of humorous that I was making fun of the Atlantic 10 for two straight weeks now because I didn't know any of them. And then, on Thursday, all lower seeds advanced to the next round, which was only furthered Porter Moser's chances of making the NCAA tournament. And then, Duquesne goes and does that, and I kind of laugh. Porter left that conference, and now he hasn't made the NCAA tournament any of his years, right?
Did you see what happened during the game?
I did not.
They prematurely set out the confetti.
Oh, yeah. Did you not see that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it was the first half, right?
Yeah.
Kevin Harlan was calling it.
Yeah.
And no, confetti's all over the place. We can't even see our computers. Yeah, it rained. It basically rained straight down onto Press Row. It didn't get too much out of the court.
Yeah, that's great. Congratulations on winning the first half. Congratulations to the A-10. I'm a big A-10 fan. I've been following them for a long time now. Glad they got a couple teams in. And Oklahoma didn't deserve to get in anyway. Like I had been saying all year long.
You called it. So, you know, they have the seeds, the 1 through 68 seeds.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the perfect pop quiz would be to start from 68 and go up to see how many of those mascots you could get.
Oh, dear Lord.
Because there's like Howard and Ryder.
Yeah.
And it's a bunch that I would have to look up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've done worse. Be a wonderful way to start off the week.
Losing a pop quiz?
Yeah, losing a pop quiz. I don't even have one scheduled for you, just for the record.
Well, good.
I did give one to Choice last week, though. It was, I asked him, would he prefer to have mascots or geography? And he said, mascots. And I said, you don't get to pick. And then we went with the geography of the, what was it? The Big Sky? The Big Sky. Locations, which I only asked because I lived in that area, so I knew some of them. And he did not pass. Now, when we did the mascots afterwards, he only got one wrong, which I knew would be the case.
All right, let's hit the Yates Flooring Center chat line a little bit here. Texas Tech got brought up whenever they were discussing most likely 6-11 upsets on Bracketology last night. Texas Tech is a good team, but Tennessee Raider. Yeah. Anything to warrant being bootless last night at the watch party? I saw him in Kansas City, mostly in a boot, but there were times where he wasn't in a boot. And you're like, hey, he's not in a boot. Must be feeling better. No, here it comes. He's just going to be there in a boot. So I don't know. The pessimistic side of me says, no, there's nothing to it. By the look of the Baylor pitcher at the time, he wasn't all that crazy about the second horn either. Yeah, because Tech was in the middle of not being able to hit, and he was carving people up. Think Garrison will be a target for Tech. He'll be a target for a lot of people. Basically everyone. So, it's who wants to make a deal?
Yep.
Get out your checkbooks.
Don't they have money up there?
Where?
Stillwater.
For football.
No? Okay.
And, you know, a baseball stadium where they build it and underachieve every year and get to host regionals and never come out of them.
All you got to do is buy two really good basketball players.
Huh?
Just buy two really good basketball players.
Well, they only have like three on the roster currently. You need to buy more than
that's
two.
That's five. There you go.
Oh, my gosh. Pay to play, baby. It's here.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Both the SEC and the Big 12 got eight seeds, or eight teams in. Houston, a one, plays Longwood. The Lancers will have a short trip. They are in Memphis. Lining up there, you'll have Nebraska and A&M playing Houston. Which one of those you think survives? Huskers or Aggies? I think it's the Huskers.
I'll go with the
Aggies. Okay. I was going to say. After watching Nebraska play a little bit in the Big Ten tournament, they've got some scores. What's your, what?
I'm just, I was.
What's going on?
I You can't hear me? Can you hear me?
Nobody can hear what you're doing with the desk.
I can hear it. So you can't hear that? Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Can you hear me? Now? Now. Okay, so you couldn't even hear me
before. Oh.
Yeah. I didn't touch
anything. It's falling apart, man.
I touched absolutely nothing. My hands were nowhere near the microphone. I don't even know what we were talking about.
The tournament.
Oh, I said I was good. Oh, you said you were watching a little bit of Nebraska.
Yeah, I just think Nebraska can really score the ball. I think they're going to win. Texas Tech and NC State. If Tech wins, they play the winner of Kentucky and Oakland. And then you're going to get down to Marquette. But again, you got to win two to get to Dallas, and then we flood American Airlines and Partey to beat Marquette and then play Houston to go to the Final Four.
You got it all figured
revenge,
out.
Revenge. I know Marquette's really good, and I know Kentucky's good, and I know NC State could beat us, and I know we're not very healthy, and I don't really care. If we got some semblance of health, we'll be fine for a while, I think. Or we go up there, get rolled, and say, hey, we had a good season. TCU is going to play Utah State in an 8-9. The winner of that gets Purdue. Congratulations, Horned Frogs, on your season. Kansas plays Samford, not Stanford, Samford, as a 4-13. If that blue ducky on the shorts was different, they would be about a 7 seed.
Yes.
Texas is a 7 seed. They're going to play a winner between a play-in game of Virginia and Colorado State. First off, Virginia shouldn't have got in. Colorado State, barely in. Texas should advance, in my opinion. But whoever wins between Virginia and Colorado State is going to play the Longhorns. And then they'll play Tennessee unless St. Peter's does what it did as a 15, the last time they were a 15, which was beat Duke. Which, again, more and more madness has happened. We've seen two ones lose, and anything can happen. Let's see. Other Big 12. BYU, a 6 with Duquesne in Omaha. If they, BYU, get two wins, they get to go to Salt Lake.
Wow. Who they have in that second round, though?
Illinois.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah.
With the way Illinois is playing. Iowa State's a 2 against South Dakota State. The Rabbits are sometimes fodder for upsets. Not this year. They're not as good as they've been, even though they won the Summit League Championship. Iowa State should roll there. Baylor's a 3 playing Colgate. Baylor should roll there. Future Big 12 team, Arizona, a 2 seed, taking on Long Beach State. You want to talk about just the oddities in college sports and where we're at with kind of a different universe. I'm walking out, and as you walk in from the loading dock, the first thing you see when you walk into the T-Mobile Center is the security airport gate thing.
Mm-hmm.
The scanner.
Yeah.
And so everybody's got to go through the scanner. And then when you go through that, on your left is this big wall with all of the logos of the teams on there. And it's lit up and it looks really cool. I took a picture of it on the way out. It's on my Twitter account. But together were Kansas, OSU, Texas, OU, West Virginia, and another couple teams that I could fit in my camera shot. And I was like, yeah, it's kind of, you know, kind of sad a little bit because money has warped us so much that we're losing century-old rivalries and that kind of deal, and that it'll never be the same.
Yeah.
And so we walked out, put our stuff on the bus, and it takes a while for everybody to get on the bus, so we just usually walk back to the hotel. So we walk out the premises. There's a big gate there that you can walk through the door, make a right, and go into where all the fun stuff is, the power and light, and kind of like a Times Square billboard. It's up on the wall. Is three Arizona players, the Arizona logo, and it says Bear Down and 25 or whatever, Bear Down in 24-25. And I was like, man, this is some weird stuff because, you know, offer or Texas and OU, and you go out and you see what the future's going to look like. And that tournament's going to be crazy when you have 16 teams. I don't know how they're going to do it.
I know. It's going to be a mess. Yeah. It will be weird, though. I mean, it was kind of weird just having Cincinnati and UCF.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't feel right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure it eventually will.
It didn't.
It just, it almost seemed like one of those, you know, holiday tournaments in a sense. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It just, for whatever reason. It will be weird, though. Oklahoma and Texas not going to Kansas City again.
You'll miss it.
No, I will. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter with either of those teams. They lost the first round anyway, right? Now they were out. Let's get to wherever they were. I don't even know where they were. Were they in? They were in Nashville, right? They were in Nashville?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, they were in Nashville.
The games that are coming up tomorrow, first four, Howard Wagner, Virginia, Colorado State, Montana State, Grambling, Boise State, and Colorado. I had a chance to watch a little bit of Montana State. It was kind of fun because they stunk all year long and got it together for the tournament. And Montana had rolled them twice during the regular season. And then Montana State got them in the championship. But they're 17-17. And did you see the shock on Boise State's face when they announced that they were in?
Mm-mm.
Like, normally, if you're on the bubble and you think you got a chance and you see your name, you jump out of your seat.
Yeah.
They look like they had seen the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Like, they were just completely shocked.
Yeah.
They barely could react. Like, none of them were expecting to see their names.
Why would they even agree to put them on camera then?
I don't know. They were just – I think it was local.
Oh, okay.
It was a local news crew.
They shut it down. They don't let us in whenever they don't know if they're getting in or not.
Yeah. They're like, what? We're in?
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hour number three of the End of the Bench here in the First United Bank Studios. Thanks for joining us this Monday. And there's Jeff Haxton.
I'm here.
He was sprinting down the hall, full speed.
My favorite thing over the weekend was the bullfighter videos with you, and now your picture is on there.
It's amazing how that looks exactly like me. Like the other one that he did, the two Cuban guys,
yeah.
that didn't look like
me. No, this one does.
This guy looks like me if I only had hair like that. But yes, well done.
I don't know. Every time I get a little down, I just click that and watch this. Although I did like my voice in the
yeah,
Cuban.
Oh, yeah, the Cuban, yeah. But that guy was too thick for me.
It's too Friday. Stop working. Start drinking. Cure for insomnia, gummies. Just don't drink water before bedtime. I like to drink water before bedtime. I saw somewhere that the Yankees will have a George Costanza bobblehead promotion at some point this season. I saw that too.
Didn't look much like him.
No. Who did he teach to hit? Was it Danny Tartable? He was standing there hitting balls out of Yankee Stadium.
I don't remember.
I know he brought Danny Tartable to the video, the benefit, the telethon. Hax, what is your deal with curly hair? It was chosen for some of us. I don't have a deal with curly hair. I just don't want my son getting a perm. That's it. DC, you were dorky?
It was a capital were. Yes, I'm currently dorky as well.
My favorite is oatmeal raisin. My wife always says that's an old man cookie. I'm 34, so I guess I'm old. Oh, I missed that one about Woodman doing his brackets. Tech baseball may have got their butts kicked, but at least A&M took their first two losses and series loss. Here we go. Hacks, you think Woodman is soaking in a nice bubble bath right now with his iPad filling out 50 brackets? Probably before he took his kids to school, he was doing that. So I'm
he does do a lot of brackets, doesn't he?
Yeah. I'm the sheet of integrity.
Yes.
I do one.
Nope. One's good for me.
It would be nice if Tech baseball played some small ball. Also, are we in another year of our pitchers not holding runners? I don't know. Tadlock may have to give in and play some small ball. I'm hearing that from places. I really am. There's a way that you can play in Lubbock that's fantastic, and that's get the ball in the air and let the wind do its work. But when you're at 100% humidity, which I imagine it was in Waco, with a steady mist, no elevation, no wind, grass, natural surface, everything slows down.
To be fair, it was kind of small ballish. They had 11 hits and 9 of them were singles. So
I think people are talking about.
I know, bunting and moving people over. I get, but I'm just saying there were only technically 10 people on base in that game. I mean, Drew Woodcox had a home run, so he was on base, but he got himself home on that bad boy. 2 extra base hits the whole weekend.
Yeah, it is really hard to get your momentum going, and it sounded like that Baylor went the soft toss approach where there's tons of off speed and we would rather see 96.
Mm-hmm.
Always been that way. So it'll be interesting. You get back home, get Abilene Christian tomorrow, then you get BYU, then you get UCF at UCF. People have had trouble winning there, so I don't know. We'll see.
It wasn't ideal, considering we were all talking winning at least 2, trying to get a sweep there, and wanting to get the games in despite the weather. In hindsight, maybe not. Yeah, Ryan Free had another iffy outing. That was the one concerning thing for me, and I know it was Sunday more than anything, but
Ryan Free's all or nothing.
Yeah.
All dominating, sit down, you can't touch this, MC Hammer style, or I'm probably going to walk a couple, hit a couple, throw a couple to the backstop, and then leave it over the plate so you can yoke one into the gap.
Yeah, and that's what happened on Sunday. I think he hit somebody, and then who was next up? Was it Rogers?
I did see this, his time, and it was like, holy wild.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, then I think it was Rogers that came in right after. Or no, it was Sanders. Sanders came in and hit the first batter he faced, too.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of somewhat flashback to last year. get somebody in from the bullpen and just watch it kind of unravel. The scary thing is last week we were like, oh, it's only one series. Now we're like, yeah, it's only 2 series. Hopefully we can kind of right the ship against BYU.
Bobby Hot Dogs, that's fantastic. Hacks, I would send this to Choice because it's way better than any of his normal dad jokes, but I doubt he's seen Office Space and he won't get it. Yeah, I'm doing the drywall on new McDonald's down there. So Diedrich Bader's character in that is the construction worker that lives by Peter Gibbons. Yeah, I know all these character names. Says, I'm excited for Dune 2. Dune 2 chicks at the same time. You know what I'd do, man. If you had $1 million, he ends up working with him at the end. Beefa73 says, my favorite cookie is oatmeal cranberry cookie. All right, I might try that over the oatmeal raisin. Your character in that bullfighter thing just makes me... I just love it, dude.
I would like to have that hair for like a day, I think. For a day, and that's about it.
All right, we come back. We'll have some more headlines. We'll tell you what's going on in the world of sports. We got a bracket. Bracketologists everywhere giving their final fours and who they think will make it. And it'll be all thrown in the trash by about Friday at 4 o'clock for most people, because it's really hard to pick.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Back here for one more. We're going up till noon here on 100.7 The Score, 100.7thescore.com. It is time for Ask the Benchwarmers. Please do get your questions in, if you haven't already, to the 8th Flooring Center chat line. It is through the 100.7 The Score mobile app, presented by Happy State Bank. Inflated batting average getting exposed in Big 12. Harrelson at .77, Bravo at 200, and McGee not doing much either than getting hit by pitches. Would Tad move Bazell back to third and let Maxey continue to be the everyday catcher, since he has done pretty well since Bazell left with the illness? I don't know. Those are all decisions that he's going to have to make, and I'll ask him tonight. One of the problems you had last year was everybody ran all over you. One of the catchers back there was Dylan Maxey. The other one was Hudson White. I think Hudson got ran on more than Maxey, to be honest with you. Dylan is way undersized, but I think he's got a huge heart and plays hard, and that might and hits the ball. So that might be something they do. We'll have to see. Any thoughts on that?
I guess if you're trying to shake things up, but I mean, in who are you going to put at DH if there's so many different people hitting the ball so well? I think Cade McGee is at least getting on base. I don't know, at some point you're like, you got to hit the ball as well, but maybe you bat him further down in the lineup. He's still getting on base. Hit by pitch, walk, not enough, but I mean, just maybe don't have him batting, what, five or wherever he is right now, if you're trying to drive in some runs there. But he's finding different ways to get on base, and I don't know if you can take him out of the lineup at third just because of that. I mean, I think Bazell's probably going to DH for a little bit anyway, right? Until he gets back, his legs back under him.
Yeah. I saw that tweet. Did Lenardi ever answer you? No, he did not.
He's on vacation now, man.
Yep. Put the phone down. Any double-digit seeds winning their first game? Absolutely they are. It happens every year. For the last 10 years, the 11s have a better record over sixes. So, yeah.
That's the one I like the most. I like 11, Oregon, probably beating number 6, South Carolina.
Everybody talks about the 12 fives, but overall, the fives have a massive difference in wins over 12s. But I think people, when they do their bracket, they have to pick at least one 12-5.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, what I do. I try to pick out which one I think, which 12. It just seems like at least one happens. You can. There's been years where three 11s have won. Sorry. Everything comes down to 3-11 for me when it comes to stuff. David going to come in tomorrow morning with a sign from Lucas. Do not touch the mic. Everyone wants to get mad at the transfer portal, but the people running college athletics are the ones ruining it.
If you could move the portal 2 weeks from now or maybe after the NCAA tournament, then I'm not necessarily fine with the portal, but I understand it. But having it right now, what difference is it going to make portal-wise if you hop in the portal 3 weeks from now? You're still in class. At this point, you just transfer after the semester anyway, right? I mean, I guess if you're going to a school that is on the quarter system or whatever instead of semesters like here, But why? What's the difference? I mean, the some of the schools that you probably want to go to, those coaches are in the NCAA tournament right now anyway. So they should be focusing on that, not portals. I get the portal. I don't have to like it.
I hate it. Benchwarmers, who deserved to be in that didn't get in, and who is the most misseeded team?
Well, we mentioned New Mexico. That's a pretty good one.
Florida, there's no way Florida Atlantic should be an 8.
And I don't think Kansas should be a 4.
Kansas shouldn't be a 4, but it's the Blue Ducky.
Yeah. Especially if they're dealing with the injuries that they're dealing with.
Team that didn't get in.
Indiana State. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. We don't get him.
Kareem.
They were number 29 in the net.
I know. And the net matters so much here. Like, but it doesn't matter here.
You know where Indiana State should be right now? They should be playing Colorado State in a play-in game.
Dang.
To get in the tournament.
Agreed.
Instead of Virginia.
I think the only reason I know this is my buddy Kyan Brown was on the coaching staff with Barry Henson. They came through with an RPI, because there was no net. They came through with an RPI of 22 and got told, you're not good enough. Stay at home. RPI at 22 at Missouri State. And they still sting about that. He wrote to Indiana State's guys yesterday, yeah, like, man, I know how this feels. It doesn't make any sense, and it sucks.
It wasn't Oklahoma, that's for darn sure.
Benchwarmers were Warren play. We've already kind of been over that. I don't think so, but that's just me. I've seen nothing but boots and not cowboy boots. Hacks, you should partner with the environmentalists to stop this super conference crap. Just bring up the carbon footprints of all the additional flights for volleyball, etc. Unfortunately, that won't change anything. There's still going to be a gajillion flights every day if you go back to the original Pac-12. And I understand what you're talking about. But
lot of those kids are flying commercial anyway for volleyball and all that stuff anyway. Yeah, so still going to be commercial flights going.
Yeah, yeah. Just pull up the FlightAware map and you'll see how much difference that'll make. And you may have been tongue-in-cheek with that. I understand if you were. Mike Modano had his statue unveiled over the weekend. What would your statue be doing if you had one dedicated to you?
Sadly, mine would probably...
You would have a stick, Mike.
Exactly.
With a flag.
I would probably be looking up at a scoreboard reading scores, because that's all people remember me for anyway. So, yeah, I'll be holding a microphone looking into the sky to find out what the scores from around the country
That'd
were.
That'd be good. That'd I be think about, they ought to do that out.
Yeah. I don't deserve that, but yeah.
Yeah,
I
sure
don't
you
deserve
do.
Any statue. How about you? What do you do whenever you yell adios, muchacho, or bang? I just envision you like pumping your fists whenever you do bang, like you're punching somebody.
Every now
Batman
and then, if it's
style.
A huge play. The biggest of plays is if you happen to have a chair like this,
mm-hmm.
swivel. At the biggest play, I get the spin.
You spin around and woo.
Spin like that.
Woo.
The Adonis arms,
mm-hmm.
dunk at Baylor, spun it around.
Can't do that now at Baylor, though. Hit all those people right behind you.
Shelly says your statue would be wearing pink boots. D-Rock, great point, D-Rock. The statue would be the catch from the broadcast booth.
Oh, perfect, yes, 100%.
Yeah.
That would be it.
That and no other, because you still have the headset on, which is what
yep.
I do.
Yeah.
And then catch lasers with my bare hands. That's what I do, too.
And the engraving underneath it would be, my hand hurts so bad right now. Is that
yeah.
who?
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Thanks, D-Rock. I just wish they would bring back the sit out a year if you transfer. I would be okay with that, but I don't even have to be that strict. I just don't want in conference. How easy would that be to say?
I'm fine with you have to sit out a year.
I am too, but
I would
like
cut
the
down
first
on
thing
it a
that
lot.
I want is just take it somewhere else. A snacks, All right, great. You're gone. Peace.
The conference might change by then anyway, Hex. You never know. I'm fine with it being in conference as long as you have to sit out a year.
All right, thanks for your participation on the Ace Flooring Center chat line. Thanks to David. Thanks to Lucas. Enjoyed the music Monday. I'm Hex. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Lord willing.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.